And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes and take that deep healing breath, just breathing in and breathing out, and knowing that with every breath you take, you are breathing the very breath of God. And as you relax, relax into your seat, relax your mind, relax your body, and relax into prayer. There is nothing you have to do this now moment except breathe, let go, and just be. You are a precious creation of the universe, a clear channel of divine love, and a radiant expression of divine light. You are the living embodiment of pure potential. Take this moment to release any judgments you hold about yourself. Let go of any thoughts that you are less than. Let go of any thoughts that you aren't enough. See yourself as God sees you, a radiant child of the divine. You are unique and you are amazing. There's no one else in the world exactly like you. You are worthy of love just as you are, and you are always more than enough. Within you is all that you need to be who you want to be and to live the life you want to live. You are divine strength and faith and power. You are divine creativity and wisdom. You are divine compassion and understanding. You are a presence of divine love that heals, uplifts, and blesses the world. And so right here, right now, with your special image in your heart and mind, I invite you to seek first the kingdom, to begin with the end in mind, to begin to set those daily intentions that will serve you so well, and to live your life in gratitude for all that you have to make this vision possible, to have it come into full being. Do this for a few moments now in the silence. See it, feel it, claim it. And now, feeling the great joy that this vision is bringing to you and the world, let's just in our hearts say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, and we know, say it together, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We know that every moment of every day is a new opportunity to share our unique gifts and welcome the abundance of the universe. And so, as you prepare to return to your day, do so in full consciousness of how precious you actually are. And we will now complete our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. It is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil.